The Touré scandal just got worse. Not only did she rip the taxpayer off by lying about her circumstances, turns out her mother was a so-called flatmate and she was registered at two addresses, one of them being the father of a child. That address was in an electorate where a friend of hers was running for office and she wanted to vote for them. So potentially two crimes there. One, you can't be at the same house as the dad and claim the benefit, and or you can't be at a house you don't live in voting in that area. Former Work and Income boss Christine Rankin's with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
How would you call for her resignation?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a litany of lies. And how can she be trusted? And how do we know what the truth actually is 25 years down the track?
From the wins side of things, or the benefit side of things, that investigation that started yesterday, is that a relatively simple thing or a very complex affair?
It's very complex. I mean, it was a long time ago, and there seems to be so many aspects to her story, and more is being revealed. Not that she's revealing it, others are discovering it. And this is going to be a complex investigation now, and I should imagine that it will entail a large amount of money.
So from the two different angles, first of all, mum is a flatmate. If I told you that as a beneficiary, is that a red flag, or is that common and acceptable?
No, it's common and acceptable, but it would still have to be the amount of money she was receiving would have to be taken into consideration. And her mother, of course, apparently was not the only flatmate. There were several others and her circumstances changed many times.
And what about the other address? And that's the father's address. She claims it was for voting, which is illegal, but not a wins issue. From a wins point of view, is that a red flag?
Absolutely a red flag, and she would be thoroughly investigated. And look, the reality is, Mike, when you go on to a benefit, you hand your life over to Work and Income. You sign a piece of paper, not just once, but over and over, that you will tell them the whole truth. Like she said, she lived with boyfriends at various times, and it's no business of Work and Income. Well, the reality is, every single aspect of your life becomes theirs, and they make the decision whether it's okay or not. And it's never okay to live with someone else.
I couldn't work out whether she's naive or being deliberately this way, because when she came out of the meeting yesterday, she talked about how it was all, you know, vulnerable people would find this very difficult, and she was asked for her address and her name and her personal circumstances. This is nothing a bank wouldn't ask, and she's wanting money from people. What's extraordinary about any of this?
She's wanting money from the taxpayer is the reality, and you have got to be scrupulously honest or you find yourself in terrible circumstances. Look, thousands of people in her situation when I was there were prosecuted for this. She keeps on saying, I'm going to pay it back. It is criminal activity, Mike, and we had every right to prosecute, and we did numerous times.
Would you prosecute her?
Absolutely I would. And it's very difficult to investigate this and find out the whole truth now because it's so far along the track. Oh. But she would have at the time, look, it would have been a major investigation. She creates her own truth at the moment. It's a convenient truth. But who knows what the real situation is. But she's a liar.
Christine, appreciate your time. Christine Rankin, former WINS boss.